This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 3rd. God's word for you today is recorded. Our scripture reading is taken from Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, and it says, "Then those who fear the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. In his presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared him and always thought about the honor of his name." The main problem of man is that man is a creature of forgetfulness. Man forgets. We forget easily. That is why great kings of old had books of remembrance, records, chronicles, where they wrote events. Like we see in Esther chapter 6, verse 1 to 2, that night the king could not sleep, so he ordered the book of the chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Big Hand and Trees, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. As we see from today's anchor scripture, God keeps a book of remembrance for us as we engage his word. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will open your book of remembrance and remember you for good. We are creatures of forgetfulness. We forget. Husbands forget the good things their wives have done for them. The only things we remember is the horrible things she just did today. It is as if it wipes out all the good she had done in the past. Similarly, wives forget the good things their husbands have done. He is human. He made a mistake. But for the wife, that event seems to wipe out all the past good he has done. Children forget the good things their parents have done. Sometimes it is the parents who forget the good things the children have done. That is why remembering is so powerful. When we remember, our spirits are elated. When we remember great things about God, our spouses and our children, our spirits are lifted up and our souls rejoice. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, when faced with Goliath, the whole of Israel was there, but none of them remembered any good thing God had done for them. Saul the king did not remember how God chose him and anointed him. Saul did not remember God's promises, so he was hiding in the cave. But David showed up and David remembered. David recalled how God delivered him from the bear and how God delivered him from the lion. David remembered the greatness of God and he said to Goliath, "You have come against the Lord of heaven's armies." David remembered God. He remembered how awesome and terrible God is. Have you forgotten God? Have you forgotten your father? Have you forgotten the God that parted the Red Sea for you, literally? Have you forgotten? How quickly do we forget? Yet, God wants you to remember. The entire Bible is littered with the word remember. A book in the Bible is literally dedicated to God telling his people to remember, never to forget. Let us pray. Father, my soul and all that is within me blesses you. May I always remember and never forget the good things you've done for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.